the allegations, the way they came out, and at the last minute, yeah, it was a big surprise. I wasn't notified until, I think, Thursday night or Friday morning. And, you know, my concerns with that is nobody asked me to present my side of the story. Friday night, one of the commissioners called and said, are you going to go Monday? And he sent me an email with all the complaints. So Saturday, came down about 6:30, and I worked till 4 in the morning on Sunday, scrambling to get the results or the responses for it. And I think the whole process was unfair. And I think that, and there's other people that, there was a meeting between two of the board members and the social workers, and they didn't include all the social workers. And one of the social workers came to me and said, why wasn't I involved in that meeting? And so that raises questions too. And my other concern is, why didn't they interview everybody in the agency? Why just a handful?
Well, Rick, it sounds like you'll be under a microscope over the next 3 months. Of course, we heard from Mike Metcalf saying we hope that everybody can work professional. Mm-hmm. I guess your comments on that.
That's been my goal since I started. Some of the things that I've seen here didn't meet professional standards, and I've been talking to staff about that in our all-staff meetings and encouraging staff, holding them accountable for reaching and meeting those standards. And so far, that's been a very difficult thing, and a lot of them aren't used to that. And when they're held accountable for it, they don't like it.
Mike Metcalf also mentioned there's a worry about, there's families out there that that need services taken care of. And, of course, there's somebody that threatened a lawsuit and so on and so forth. I think you had mentioned that last night in your interview.
Correct.
About some of these families. You're concerned about that, aren't you?
Very concerned. There was just a real lack of communication from the social work department on that particular case. And I did not find out about the details about it till December, and the news broke on November 20th, and I didn't find out about it till the December 7th, and I found out from a client. Mm-hmm. And that should be coming from the Child Welfare Services Department, and that's been an ongoing issue with them, and I've been encouraging them to keep me in the loop on things, and they just haven't. And there were some services, one of the things we were supposed to do for the family was delayed, and I didn't know about it till 4 months later when the staff told me about it. I just talked with the previous director. Was when I was coming in, she was going out, this whole grievance took place. Mm-hmm. And she didn't send out the letter, and I didn't know about the letter that you were supposed to, and neither did the Child Welfare Services Supervisor send it out. I didn't know we were supposed to do it till December, and it was supposed to be sent out in August.
Mm. Okay.
And so now they're... So
that's what they're really referring to then, that particular case then.
Right.
What's going on here?
One of the employees said to me when I came in, and when I started talking about what we want to do is become more professional in the way we communicate and the way we carry out services to our vulnerable families and individuals that we work with. And one of the things we want to do is make sure we're following the policies and staying within them. And she said, one of the things that I think is causing friction is, she said, the previous director said it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. And she said, your style is the opposite of that. It's better to ask for permission and make sure it's okay to do and you're doing the right thing before. And she said, a lot of the staff hate it. The only thing I was concerned about is why the staff didn't utilize the Barnes County grievance policy and why they were able to just go to a board member, write all those things up, and then give it to the commission and blindside me. When you have a grievance committee, both sides get to present their sides. And that policy was completely circumvented.